Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Humboldt Bay Fire Department has received national accreditation to teach a new rescue system specifically focused on structural rescue from collapsed buildings. Humboldt Bay Fire worked with the County Department of Emergency Services to secure grant funding for the necessary equipment, and the State Fire Marshal's Office has given the department the okay to begin training firefighters in securing and stabilizing buildings, as well as training on rescue procedures to pull victims from the debris. The training is key for those of us on the North Coast who live along a fault line, and the accreditation is the culmination of 18 months of work by Humboldt Bay Fire and the Office of Emergency Services. The Pass Fire, burning near Covelo in Mendocino County, has now consumed more than 32,000 acres and caused air quality alerts from Willits to Ukiah. More than 1,800 personnel are on scene battling the fire, which started on August 18th and is still only 35% contained. Evacuations for residents in the fire area continue north to the Trinity County line and east to the Tehama County line. Residents in the area are also warned to remain indoors if possible due to heavy smoke and to avoid any strenuous outdoor activities. A Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a car driven by 37-year-old Chico resident Anthony Purdy near Bell Springs Road and smelled the odor of marijuana. Purdy told the deputy he had a right to possess the marijuana, although he couldn't prove it, and then turned over about 3 grams. A further search of the vehicle turned up more packaged marijuana and $4,800 in cash. Purdy was arrested and booked on possession charges, and his vehicle and money were seized. Another traffic stop by a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy led to the arrest of 72-year-old Gualala resident John Cullen, who was found to be driving without a valid license. Cullen's vehicle was searched, and the deputy found packaged marijuana along with 27 grams of methamphetamine and other items consistent with drug sales and packaging. Cullen was arrested on the license violation and possession charges, but instead of being taken to jail, he was transported to the hospital after he suffered a medical emergency. The City of Fortuna has announced that 3 candidates have been nominated to run for City Council. The 3, whose names will appear on the November ballot, are incumbent Doug Strail, along with Tammy Gilliam Trent and Josh Brown. And on Monday afternoon, 76-year-old Jeanette Carey of Eureka was the driver and the only occupant of a Toyota Highlander while traveling northbound on the 101 south of Steel Road in Mendocino. For reasons still under investigation, the Toyota went off the east roadway edge, down an embankment, collided with a tree, and then collided with a second tree where the vehicle came to a rest. Carey was transported by air ambulance to Santa Rosa Memorial Hospital with severe injuries. She was wearing a seatbelt at the time of the collision, and DUI is not suspected to play a factor in the collision. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
I don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With local, state, and national elections just around the corner, 5th District Supervisor Ryan Sundberg took a look back at his decision to run for office 2 years ago, a decision that wasn't made hastily.
My wife and I had many conversations, and I had enough time to spend with Jill ahead of time to know what I was getting into, and so I went back and talked to Kim and said, listen, here's what we are getting into. Here's what people are going to say about me and possibly you. And here's my time commitment. Our life is going to change. I'm going to have a different job. I'm not going to sell insurance anymore. I won't be on the tribal council anymore. And I'll be a full-time supervisor. And I'll be gone. I'll be working, early in the morning, late at night. And this is a huge, huge change. And people are going to be mean from time to time. Can you take that? She said that she could, and she knew it was something I wanted to do, and supported me on it.
Sundberg replaced the retired Jill Duffy in the 5th District and went on to point out the daily contact he has, both good and bad, positive and negative, with constituents was the biggest surprise when he took office. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.